Let's start this from the defense perspective on the medical issues. When you get a case, lawsuit's been filed, that's when you're most likely going to get in. What are you looking at from the defense side on the medical issues?
It depends on the situation, because there's some cases where an adjuster's dealt with the person pre-suit and they already have the medical records, or at least what's been provided to them, and they call and they say, hey, look, I've gone through the medical. These are my issues. These are my concerns. Why don't you take a look? So you're looking at gaps in treatment. I mean, clearly. You're looking at, I mean, I've been doing this for a little while, kind of like everyone on stage. So you're looking for providers that you've seen before. You know certain law firms use those providers. You know those providers are what they are. You're also looking at the charges. Like, for instance, I was looking at some records on something a couple days ago, and it was a situation where the cost for the operating room was $10,000 an hour. You look through the medical records, the procedure was, I think, 43 minutes, but they charge for 3 hours of use of the operating room, so $30,000. And you're thinking, okay, well, why are you charging for an additional 2 hours when the procedure was less than an hour? So you're looking at things like that, trying to see if you can poke holes in the charges, because I think, like in this instance a couple days ago, the medical was legit. I mean, it was legit as far as how the accident happened. We have no liability argument. So at that point, you're looking at the charges. What can I do to say, look, in the event this case goes to trial, point to a jury and say, look, okay, this is what's in the records and this is what's in the billing. So there's an issue here. But I think you definitely look for gaps in treatment, look for the names of the providers. You have to read the medical.